Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Yeah, the game Uno, new version, promising it's going to keep politics out of your Thanksgiving. And Black Friday, shaping up to be a rerun. It is Wednesday, the 20th of November of 2019. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to these stories, this is a rough time of year to try and watch what you eat. If you're going to watch anything, it's like 20,000 calories worth of desserts and booze going into your mouth, it feels like, some days, at least for me anyway. According to a new survey, we have a tendency to sort of write off the end of the year when it comes to our health and our diets.
Mm-hmm. It's just too easy. Like, even this week, I mean, we had cake on Monday for your birthday, Tuesday for Tim's birthday, and right, today left over from your birthday.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I was talking to my coach, Rebecca, about this because it was my birthday week followed by Thanksgiving. So I had that coming up, and I was just like, you know, how am I going to manage that? Like, how am I? She said, you're going to live your life. It's your freaking birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you're going to enjoy Thanksgiving with your family.
Because it's Thanksgiving with your family.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? And then afterwards, we're going to go back to doing what we're doing. And she's like, there's no reason, you know, in between, you can't like stay on track and eat like a sensible human being. But for those occasions, absolutely.
Plus, you can make smarter choices at the Thanksgiving table if you want to. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to eat all of the gravy. You can skip the gravy. Still have the mashed potato or still have the turkey and maybe, you know what I mean? There's healthier ways to do it.
Yes.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to be participating in them, but I'm saying there are healthier ways.
Like, I am more excited about like the dark meat turkey and the stuffing and the gravy, probably more than anything. The cookies, the cakes and stuff like that. I'm getting the cake thing out of my system with my birthday week, but I'm looking forward to these things.
I'm looking forward
to the savory, but here's the thing. Like, I don't eat stuffing and gravy ever except for
Thanksgiving,
this holiday. So I'm going for it, man.
Jeff's ready. And yeah, you've lost 30-something pounds. Having one or two meals that are a little bit different than what you've been doing are not going to put 30 pounds back on.
No, I'm up to 35 pounds, and the thing that I've learned from that is that I know how to lose the weight and I know how to maintain it, but part of this journey for me is learning how to live life.
Still enjoy
the things of life.
You know? You have to go back to the plan after the day.
And I will.
Yeah, that's the thing. Not just your plan, but I'm saying
whatever your plan is. Yeah.
Like, you can't, you know, eat like a whatever on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You don't allow that one day to let you get, like, drop the wheels off the whole wagon.
No doubt. And, you know, and I'm checking in every week, which is really helpful. Like, I'm kind of holding myself accountable. That's when I meet with my coach and she'll say, all right, so let's see. We gained a pound. Let's take a look and see what we did. Let's go back over that food diary. Oh, well, there may have been a few extra bourbons there.
Yep.
I may not have limited myself to just one helping of stuffing and gravy. But that's how you learn. And, you know, that's why I love the profile plan, but 41% of people, they use the holidays as a reason to just completely punt on healthy habits altogether, and 1 in 3 have already started postponing those habits until
January,
yeah. It's the truth. You know, we've all done it. The survey also found 47% of people say they already know they'll give in and break their diet during the holiday season. The top foods that we break our diet for are cookies, pies, and cakes. A lot of sweet tooths out there.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are doing those holiday cookie exchanges, too. And there's also, like, just certain times of the year. Like, my boyfriend's mom makes those, like, wedding or these Mexican wedding cookies or Italian wedding cookies where it's like a little dough ball with powdered sugar.
Yeah.
That's the only time of the year that she makes them. So
right.
if you can't just eat one,
you got to eat like 11.
Right. And if you want to get in on that, you're going to do it at Christmas.
Right. Let's see. 30% of people say they've had a moment during the holidays where they've unbuttoned their pants because they ate too much.
It's been a few years, but I've been there.
I just wear stretchy pants. That was the best part about being pregnant at the holiday, man. Maternity pants. Do you remember that on Friends when Joey was
there? Oh, yeah,
with?
Yeah.
We may or may not have a pair of Chris's sisters at the house.
Maternity pants?
If we need them, they're
there. I wonder if I still have any of mine.
And overall, the average American will gain, listen to this, this is the thing that blew me away. Overall, the average American, we will gain 6 pounds over the next month and a half.
Wow.
And it'll take 11 to
Get
lose
it off.
It.
Yeah.
Overall, the average American will gain 6 pounds over the next month and a half. That's the same amount of weight we packed on last year.
Yeah.
Listen, I had one piece of my birthday cake, and I had one piece of Tim's birthday cake. Well, and then I had one piece of your mom's birthday cake that she brought in.
But you ate great for the rest of the day.
No, I did. Yeah. I really did.
You really did. You had like salmon and something for dinner. I mean, you did. You're mindful of it.
Right.
You know, that's the thing.
And then today I did bring what I have left of my birthday cake. And
I know.
Jeff, I'm having another piece, damn it.
Jeff opened it up and it's from the Bonbonnerie and it looks very good. And he said, no pressure.
No pressure. No, because I don't want to be a sabotager either if you're trying to stay away from it. But I'm going in, man. It's chocolate raspberry tort. How many times a year do I get to enjoy that from the Bonbonnerie? I'm going in! According to a new study of this year's Black Friday ads, there's a lot of reruns from last year's Black Friday ads, and some of them are back at higher prices. The study found that 18% of the deals that major chains are advertising this year are the same products they advertised last year. Those five chains with the most recycled products are Harbor Freight, Office Depot, and Office Max, Ace Hardware, Sears, and JCPenney. The five with the fewest are Costco, Fred Meyer, Dell, Lenovo, and Best Buy. As for the price differences, here are a few examples. The repeats at True Value are listed for an average of 8.5% more than they were in 2018. The ones at Office Depot are 7.3% higher. At Staples, they're 6% higher. But on the other side of things, Costco's repeats are 14.5% cheaper than last year. Best Buy's are 8.7% cheaper. Dell's are 5.6% less.
Hmm.
You know, I love the feeling of saving money, getting more for my money.
Me too.
Value. And if you're afraid of all the political talk that could happen at your family's Thanksgiving, and you know people will use any flimsy excuse to take the conversation in that direction, Mattel is pitching a solution in the form of a new version of Uno. They just released nonpartisan Uno.
I didn't know regular Uno was a politically charged
game. I didn't either.
Well,
I was trying to reverse. Figure out how.
Skip.
It wasn't great. Really. They took out all the red and blue cards and replaced them with orange and purple.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense.
And they added a new veto card to the deck, which you can play to skip someone's turn if they start talking politics.
Veto.
You've been vetoed.
Do you guys play Uno? When was the last time you threw down Uno with the fam?
In the last year or two.
I don't even think we own it.
Yeah, I don't think I do. It's been years and years and years.
I'm really looking forward to that part of like my kid getting older. Because when I was younger, I loved board games and that kind of stuff. But I never really had a lot of people to play with because it was just my sister and I. And, you know, sometimes she didn't want anything to do with me. So I always had like the battleship and I would like sit on one side of the table and then I would walk around to the other side of the table. And of course, I always won because
my mom loves games. And in the back of her truck, she keeps a milk crate filled with them.
Does she?
And yesterday we played Rummy Cub or Rummy Cube, whatever it's called.
Oh,
the little
fun.
Tiles.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Rummy with tiles.
Maybe
fun.
I should get together with Fran for some old fashioned gaming.
Now, I'm not sure if this version of Uno was going to cure the family political divide, but hopefully it'll distract everyone for at least a little while to keep things peaceful. And there you have it. So. Politically correct Uno or nonpartisan Uno.
Do you ever play games with Kristen and her kids, Jeff? Is that anything you guys do, like if they're all in town? Or
yeah, when
out?
when they were younger, they were really big into, what's that one that you play with the dominoes at the picnic table?
Dominoes?
Yeah, but there's a name for it. And like Otto was really into Risk and Monopoly, so yeah, we would do that. And it is cool because you're bringing back these games. Like, oh, I remember how much fun this was. You know, we played this as a kid. Why did we stop playing this game? I love this game.
You grew up.
I know. Life catches up.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.